St. Paul Mayor, fraud charges show federal agents not adding value, doing opposite. By Ian Hanchett on December 3, 2025. On Tuesday's broadcast of CNN's Laura Coates Live, St. Paul, Minnesota Mayor Melvin Carter said that the charges against several individuals for fraud in the state are another example that we actually don't need. Those federal agents are not adding value in our community. They're actually doing quite the opposite by providing a destabilizing force. Carter said, by the way, those fraud allegations were uncovered by local law enforcement, and our state's attorney general pressed charges. Our state's law enforcement presence is what caught that, is what held those folks accountable. So it's another example that we actually don't need. Those federal agents are not adding value in our community. They're actually doing quite the opposite by providing a destabilizing force. Later, host Laura Coates asked, do you think Minnesota officials should be taken to task for allowing, or not realizing is probably the better phrase, that it was happening? Carter responded, those are really serious allegations, and that's terrible. The folks who did that, that's terrible. They have to be held to account. I'm really afraid to find out what the president's going to do when he finds out how much fraud European Americans are responsible for in this country. Hopefully, he won't try to take that out on all European Americans, including, by the way, the supposed mastermind of that Feeding Our Future scandal, who was actually the centerpiece of that, who was not Somali American. And so, yes, those are serious things. Yes, like I said, our state law enforcement's infrastructure is what caught those things, is what prosecuted those crimes, and is what held those folks to account. This notion that we're going to take a whole nation and declare a whole nation of people guilty for crimes that a couple of individuals did, that's astoundingly un-American. It's a fallacy of logic and a fallacy of justice. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter @IanHanchett.